Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox, and it is another glorious day here in Croxley Green. So we're outside, and I do hope the background noises aren't too distracting for us. So what are we doing? We are doing what we are reading, and what we're reading is Zeal Without Burnout. And we are in Chapter 7 today, a delight, taking delight in the right things, delighting in grace, not gifts. What did Jesus say in Luke chapter 10 to his followers? He said in verse 20, "Do not rejoice that the spirits submit to you, but rejoice that your names are written in heaven." That's where our real source of joy is, knowing that our names are written in heaven, not in success, however you might define it, try to define it. Success is not within our control, and success in worldly terms is surely not what we're looking for. But we rejoice instead that our names are written in heaven. As Christopher says in his book, if joy is to motivate us to gospel work, then joy must be rooted in something outside of the fruits of our work. When our joy comes from our gifts and our success, we will always be under pressure. Under pressure. Why? Because then we're only as good as our last sermon, only as entertaining as it was, or as moving or powerful as it was. We have to try and reproduce that, and we get into a bit of a muddle when that happens. And so our joy can't come from that. We can find some satisfaction in our work, but the joy must come from the fact that we know where we're headed and the fact that we are loved by a great and gracious God. The remedy, he says, is to glory much in grace. It is a privilege to be used in ministry, but it is a much greater privilege to be the recipients of grace. And let me finish this section with quoting from the book. He is, in fact, himself quoting from somebody called Ryle. Without grace, without understanding grace, without grace being the thing that really motivates us, a man may have abundance of gifts and turn out nothing better than a follower of Judas Iscariot, the false apostle, and go at last to hell. With such marks of grace, understanding, motivated by grace, a man may be like Lazarus, poor and despised upon earth, and have no gifts at all. But his name is written in heaven, and Christ shall own him as one of his people at the last day. Let's make sure our joy is in the right place and over the right things. What do you do to keep your spiritual focus correct in this area of what we rejoice over and find joy in? How do you apply that passage from Luke 10 in your own life? What do you do, and what have you heard other people do and say that's helped them as a bee tries to attack me? Do let me know. You can email me, mccx@mac.com, or you can leave a message anywhere you hear or see this recording. Until the next time, take great joy in the right things and have a wonderful week. God bless.